This is Low Volts, the one-man band sensation from, well, I met him from San Diego, California, but I think he might be from other parts of the world. Check out his site, lowvolts.com, and I'll leave the link down at the bottom of this set here on the blog. So you can check him out and see a history. His family's got deep roots in music. You can check that out. I've known Low Volts here for, and we were talking about it when he was last in Phoenix. We took these a couple of years ago. These were 2016, I believe. But I've known him since 2005. And we've more or less hung out in and out there since then. It's not like we hang out every single day or anything like that. But yeah, we've known each other since then. I used to know him before he's a one-man band. He was in a handful of other bands as well. And it was a nice music community back then in San Diego. And that's where that's where our origins begin. It seems like every time we get together, we go out and do a little photo shoot. He's always been involved in music. He's one of the few people that I've come across since those days, since 2005 onward. He's one of the few people that are still making music from that era. A lot of bands come and go, came and went, and there's only a handful of people still getting her done. And Low Volts here, he's definitely still doing his thing. I believe he just recently, or you know, within the last year or so, just released a new album for his one-man band. He's also involved with a couple other bands out there in San Diego. But yeah, every time we get together, we walk around and do just like impromptu photo shoots, and I'm always happy with the with what we get. The ones that I posted here are from we actually had gone out into the desert and did a couple of shots for basically just for portraits for his music and see what else he can use them for. We've always done little things like that, but once we were done, it was already late, and we're like, yeah, you know, where can we go to, you know, basically have some whiskey or something like that? And one of the places I like to go here in Phoenix is this place called Little Woody's. It's out on, Indian School and 42nd Street. You're going to have to look it up, but it's right around there. And it's a whiskey, I like to call it a whiskey bourbon bar myself. I don't even know if that's what they're going for, but they got a lot of whiskey there, and it's a nice, it's a good place. A lot of people, a lot of people like to hang out there. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. So we went, of course, we get there and we park a car and we see this van. Man, it just was begging for a photo shoot or portrait session. Obviously, we didn't know who it was or who it belonged to. I'd never seen it there before. And so we're like, dude, if we go inside and we'll buy the guy a couple of drinks, or girl, we didn't know who it was, and maybe they'll let us shoot. So we go in and we just start yapping and just talking to ourselves. And then we start looking around and there's really like a handful of people in the bar. So it's not going to be very difficult to find who it was that this gorgeous thing belongs to. And lo and behold, Tim starts chatting the dude up and asks if, you know, hey, I'm Tim, I'm a musician. And I was wondering if we can use your van, if we, you know, bought you a couple drinks, you know, if we can use your van for a little quick photo shoot. And the guy's all, dude, no problem. He's all stoked. So we go in there I still had my camera gear with me, and we just start shooting away. And without trying to take too much of his time, the whole thing must have taken less than 10 minutes. And that still seems like a lot when the guy's out there. But we're talking to the guy. I guess the guy owns a semi-famous, I don't know if it's really famous. It seems famous. He owns some sort of trailer park down in Bisbee, Arizona. Shady something. I can't remember what it is. But he gave us a card. I have it somewhere. I don't know where it's at. But he goes, yeah, go to Bisbee, and I own some sort of a recreational park. I don't remember what it is, Shady Tree or something like that. And so he's like, yeah, I've had this thing, and he let us shoot, and this is what we got. It just goes to show you that whenever you feel a little whiskey, it never steers you the wrong way. And, I left the link down for you guys can check out the rest of the album and the other photos we got that day. As far as technical things on this, these are digital. I wanted them to look more like Polaroids, and I didn't have any film on me when we shot these. So these are digital, definitely manipulated in Photoshop with some sort of texture that So while these things are shot on digital, the texture on them, it's mine. It's real film texture. So what I do is sometimes when you shoot film or you mess up on your settings or something like that, I call them cute little fuck-ups. What happens is you'll have when you're scanning your film, you'll have a blank image. It has absolutely nothing on it. It's just a black image or even like a transparent image sometimes. I still scan that. And what I do is I use it as texture that goes on top of another photograph to give it a film look. So while the way that I took the photograph isn't film, the texture on it is an actual film-based texture that I just overlay on the photograph to give it that texture, and I still use, the film that way. So that's just a cool little thing that I like to do to add texture on it. I really wanted these to look like a really, more like a Polaroid session than anything else. And that's about it. All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you got any questions, absolutely hit that contact button on the blog, or you can send an email to thecommonrule@gmail.com. The Instagram is thecommonrule, and the Twitter is Restless Samurai. I guess I've been trying to find out a way to make updates more readily available or send notifications out there that there's an update on the site. And without being too obtrusive, I don't want to do MailChimp or I don't want to do anything like that. It's just a little bit too up in your face sort of thing. You can, obviously, if you wanted to, you can follow the blog, and then the blog will send you emails to say, hey, there's a new post or whatever. And you can also, I think the easiest way is just to set up your Twitter and get a notification every time the Restless Samurai has a new post, and you get a notification to your phone if you really wanted to get all, noticed, be notified on updates without having me be all up in your face and stuff like that. And I always put a little story or something on the Instagram as well. All right. Again, thanks a lot for listening, and have a great day.